Good morning, Wisconsin. Morning, world. It's a new day. Time for the morning show here at 97.5 FM WFHR. Got your host James behind the mic, joined by CEO of your United Way of Southwood and Adams Counties, Terry Johns.
Good morning.
Got the band together on a Friday. We're going to have some fun this hour. Take you right up to the top of the hour with nothing but good comments and topics and everything. We want to hear from you out there. Go ahead and call us up with any of these topics we're getting into. Let us know what's the most and least organized room in your home. We'll get into that one. We've got the state that produces the best country music. Got that coming up. We'll get into that. We'll also get into, of course, getting you that keyword catch to text us to get those Brewer tickets. So pull up that your Civic Media app and text us the keyword catch. Get a chance to win those Brewer tickets, that four-pack, to see the Brewers take on the Cardinals Saturday, September 13th. Text us that keyword catch, everybody, and good luck to you all on the winning. We'll dive into entertainment news for now. A little bit later, we'll get into our schedule and some good events going on in our area. Big weekend in the area around here. But I asked the audience, I asked all of you, what is the band that kind of threw their hat in the ring to be the wedding band for Taylor Swift and Travis Kelce? And I got some nice names there. We're all wrong, because even I got it wrong.
What genre?
Well, I would say rock and roll. So, and think older rock and roll. Older bands. Not too old, but older bands.
Like hair bands?
A little before that. I was blown away by this.
Like the Osmonds?
Yeah, nope. That's a great one. I wish the Osmonds. That'd have been great. Foreigner has thrown that. Foreigner is campaigning for their next gig to be they want to play Taylor Swift and Travis Kelce's wedding. They posted an open letter on Instagram in Taylor's The Life of a Showgirl color scheme, saying, quote, "Dear Taylor Swift and Travis Kelce, we know what love is. We spent 40 years figuring it out. And now you guys have to. Please accept this as our formal offer to be your wedding band. Best wishes, Foreigner." Flavor Flav of Public Enemy fame commented on Foreigner's post with a series of laughing emojis and loved it. He was enjoying it. In other news, Taylor's future mother-in-law, Donna, reposted a clip of stand-up comedian Lainey Morgan joking that Taylor's jokes about some things with them. There's no word on some of these, all this hoopla that is going on with this story.
Well, and seriously, if you announce your engagement... Would you want all these services like lobbying for, you know what I mean? Like,
I can't imagine.
Yeah. Overwhelming.
I can't imagine anybody would want it. And I also can't imagine that any of it would work. I have a feeling that if you're Foreigner or anybody else coming out and trying to, latch on to this, it's about you and not them. I'm sure that they see that. And by the way, do you think she hasn't thought of this already?
I
can't imagine how planned, like, take your average wedding and the planning that goes into it. Now think about this. Imagine the planning. Like, they've already got this checked, I'm
but
sure.
At the same time, regardless of who you are or what the scale is, you still have in mind what, what I mean? Like, it's kind of strange that... But it's also kind of funny.
I want so badly for the breaking news to happen that Travis and Taylor got married in a courthouse. I want that story so bad. Or they had some stripped-down wedding that was just, just a couple friends and family and nothing big. Like, how cool would that be? We're all expecting this to be bigger than a royal wedding.
I think it depends what they want.
Well, that's more...
It doesn't matter what, foremost. You know what I mean? Like,
first and foremost, 100% agree with you.
I think it's funny.
But I do think it'd be kind of cool to see them go a different route. And I don't discredit anybody doing this. I just don't... I think it's tacky, for one. But
it's also hilarious.
It's also hilarious. hilarious. And I'll say this, to be the first band to do it, that's funny. That's kind of funny. Yeah, especially Foreigner of all. But, you know, like, nobody saw that one coming.
And they're like just sitting around on the couch one day. Yeah, you know what? I'm like, oh, I'm jumping on this.
You know what? I'm going to send out a gram. I'm going to get on the gram and do this.
That is pretty funny.
It's well played by them. And it turns out everybody, Foreigner, still touring. still at it. Still at it. Hot-blooded, apparently. It helps to be hot-blooded, apparently. And thank you, anybody that got that joke. Please, thank you. back in 2013, Randy Travis suffered a massive stroke and spent 2 days in a coma. It was so bad that doctors told his wife, Mary, he had less than a 1% chance of living. This is news. Now, we knew about this story. We knew a lot of the things that Randy has been through. It is in a recent interview that his wife kind of came out and talked about this particular moment of this. After months in the hospital battling other complications, the medical team even suggested that they pull the plug, but Mary refused. She was not going to let this happen. Here's what she said. He squeezed my hand and a tear went down his face. I said, he is still fighting. Now, more than a decade later, Randy is still with us. He uses a wheelchair much of the time and suffers from asthma, which limits his ability to speak and sing. But it is a miracle that he is still here. And I don't use that word lightly. I come from a family that you don't bring up the word miracle unless you can actually back it up. We can't even use it in sports, like in my family. Like the miracle on ice, that's it. Literally the only time we could say miracle. And that's what that word means in my family. And I don't say that word lightly. Even I'm not just reading the article. I think it's a miracle. I think it's pretty amazing. It's also really amazing the what we can see in each other in those moments, I think. I don't know that we make enough out of that. Yes, I understand that sometimes it's the person wanting the person to stay around and wanting this person to fight and all those things. I know that that can play into it sometimes, but I don't think it's the majority of it. I think that we really do have a connection. We really do understand that, hey, this person... you know, my family's going through this a little bit. They're my aunt, who I shared, was going through chemotherapy, and they told her that her cancer is too rare and it will not work. So they sent her home. My aunt Deb is the definition of a fighter. And I can't imagine who I would compare her to. She is such a fighter and such a survivor. And she is, by all rights, at peace with a lot of this. And I don't know if that surprised me more than this even happening. You know, I don't know how I would handle these kind of situations. And I'm not one of these people that pretends to know I would do this or I would do that. You don't know, man.
Well, until you've actually had to do it, you have no idea.
I hope to have the grace. I hope to have the strength that my aunt or Randy Travis or any of these individuals do. And I especially do on the other side of it, of being a survivor and being somebody who is there with these people. There's nothing easy about any of this, and I did not have to bring this topic up, but I thought it was noteworthy, and I appreciated this his wife sharing this.
So going back to Randy Travis, did you see that video like a week ago, 2 weeks ago? They were on a commercial airline, mm-hmm. and they played like a little medley of his music on there, and it was so sweet. The video was awesome.
The performing he's still doing, even with the limitations, is still noteworthy and still worth it. And I've seen comments and videos of people that have gotten to see him recently that never got to see him, and were so thankful to have seen Randy Travis in concert. I know
he was great.
Yeah, I know you really talked highly of him and the work that he did. It's cool to have, and we don't get to do this very often with artists. More times than not, we lose him, and we're saying this to the wind. You know, we actually get to say it to him. And again, a credit to his wife sharing a lot of this. I think that there is a lot of people that are in similar situations that she has been in, and people that will be, that can take from this. That can,
and
you know,
being a caregiver is never easy.
That is for sure. I wanted to also take a look at what's new on your small screen, new on your big screen this weekend. Today on Apple TV Plus, the streaming premiere of Spike Lee and Denzel's Washington's new movie, Highest to Lowest. I gotta see that. Looks really good. I've seen every movie that he's done. I gotta see that one. HBO Max will have the movie Friendship, that took a lot of got a lot of hype over the summer and everything, is kind of a fun movie. LL Cool J this Sunday at 7 o'clock on CBS, MTV, and Paramount Plus will host the 2025 MTV Video Music Awards.
LL Cool J.
Wow.
It's kind of like Foreigner singing at the wedding.
It feels a little like that. The commercial I saw for it, and I think this is a really good idea. Putting it on ABC is a really smart idea. Putting it on basic cable, I think that's how you keep these things around. Yeah, Paramount owns all this stuff anyway, so I mean, you might as well share it on other networks and everything. But the commercial, the artists that they chose for the commercial were all like, were big when we were in high school.
Oh, interesting. Well, maybe that's who they're trying to grab.
That's all I could think was that, and they're not even bothering to try to catch anybody 20 and younger.
I was going to say, because if they're not connecting with them or it's not resonating with them, you still have a captive audience mm-hmm. in this age group. So maybe they're just waving the white flag.
I really think that's a lot of what it is. And actually, probably the smartest move they can make if they want to keep this thing around. I'm still kind of surprised it is. I don't have a problem with it being around. I'm just surprised that it is.
But will you watch it?
No, probably not. Probably not, to be honest. Well, I'm teaching Sunday night, so I can't even if I wanted to.
Really?
And I'm going to be
honest. It'll replay.
And let's be real here, everybody. I know that there are some big games for your local teams out there this weekend when we're talking high school and college football, but the NFL is back. That's all that matters. I mean, Sunday night football, baby. Bills, Ravens, possible AFC championship game matchup week one. Lamar Jackson, Josh Allen, come on. There's nothing else to watch. What is it? Other things to watch. Nothing but infomercials out there. Don't even bother programming. Just watch football. Or just me. Just me feeling that way. And maybe I actually think that you look at counter programming. Okay, we're not going to beat football. What can we do to counter that?
Right.
An award show that's live that is also similar to, okay, I have to watch this while it's happening. If I'm going to tweet about it, if I'm going to do any of these things social media wise, and it's a live event, you have to watch it while it's happening. That's a smart play on their part. There's plenty of people, as hard as it might be to imagine to some out there, there's plenty of people that are not insane about football like I am. They want something to watch. MTV, you know, movie award or music awards might be the good alternative. I don't know that there's a perfect time to go up against the NFL. There's nobody beating that. So what you're hoping to do is, you know, scrape some people, maybe even at halftime or something like that. Should be good. Not a lot of new movies out. You're not going to be seeing a lot of new movies coming out probably until closer to Halloween, and you get your horror run movies and everything. Getting ahead of that is The Conjuring Last Rites, rated R, really the only movie in wide release. Patrick Wilson, Vera Fleming are back, based on true stories, loosely, I mean, you know, but yeah, this one's based on the Smurl haunting in Pennsylvania, which is one of the more famous ones.
You know, the first, well, I don't know, what is this, like, in the number of Conjuring?
It's gotta be like the fourth one.
Well, the first one, that was like the age of, you know, probably like one of my daughters was probably like that 14-ish, mm-hmm. you know, that intrigue age on this, and it was just like I'm in the kitchen and I can just hear the TV and I'm like, oh my goodness, what is going on?
The first one I didn't mind. It was more suspense than horror. It looks like they've just kind of gone more into the horror as it's gone on.
I'm so not watching any of them.
I don't mind a good suspense movie. Horror bores me. I've yet to see a horror movie that really got me engaged and I really enjoyed.
I did like the Freddy Krueger movies, but that
was.
But I was that age. You know what I mean? Like I don't.
But I thought they were funny. Like I thought Freddy was funny. I never got scared of him or anything. I don't mind being scared. Just scare me.
You grew up.
Exactly.
Knives on fingers aren't going to bother you.
No. It's just like you got to try harder, man. You got this whole burnt face thing in the fedora. It's not. First off, it doesn't match. I mean, who dressed you, Freddy? This is not working. Also, you got to try harder, man. I wanted to mention to everybody and remind our audience, our great audience, the best listeners in radio, that our WFHR newsletter got pushed back a day so that Melissa could get some of the really great reporting done and really fine-tune everything and make sure that it is accurate, right? And it is going to be premiering in about an hour and a half, a little bit from now, noon. You will have a new WFHR newsletter show up in your email box. Encourage you to sign up if you haven't done so already. Get on over there and do so, everybody. Got some great reporting being done. The story that Melissa's worked on and the reason she is, you know, pushed back the date is a really good one and really important work.
And we lost a business day this week. I mean,
right. It works out. Yeah, it works out. That's kind of what we were telling her. Like, don't worry about it. She gets
now.
She really does not want to disappoint the audience and everything. She works so hard not to do that. But it was worth it. It was very smart to do, I think. And it'll be out today. You'll have it. Be sure to sign on up for it. And while you're at WFHR.com, rapidsreport.com. Remind everybody that you can catch our shows, our past shows, our podcasts, and the Rapids Report. We'll have new episodes for you today. Be sure to check that out. We're going to be talking to Representative Krug today and have some other great conversations. But we want your recipes. Don't be selfish about this. Share your recipes. You've got those ones that you maybe had in your family forever, or maybe one you came across from another cookbook that you like. What you do when you're doing this is not only sharing with us in our community and sharing these recipes, but you're going to be a part of history. We're going to put these recipes into our new WFHR cookbook that we're doing to celebrate our 85th anniversary, and we want the whole community involved. It won't be the same without you guys. We want you to be able to look at this cookbook 10, 20 years later, point out to family members, hey, there's my name, there's my recipe, or something like that. I think it's a great way to immortalize some of these family recipes and to keep them, you know, going many, many years afterwards. I am going to peer pressure everybody into doing this because we all got recipes. I mean, we all got them. I am in the works of getting my mother to narrow it down because she's got like 10 of them. And I'm like, no, you got to choose one, Mom.
One? She could put in.
Maybe two. But she's got to, you can't be taking
or
up too much
like,
space.
Well, or I think one per category is reasonable.
Oh, that's not bad. That's not a bad idea.
You know, a main dish, a side dish, a dessert.
Everybody else, you can submit as many as you want. I got to put a cap on her. I got to put, otherwise,
nice.
we encourage it. God, I hope she's not listening.
If I could reach you, I'd smack you right now.
We get just those recipe submissions, everybody. Go on and over to WFHR.com. We have a banner that goes by. You click on that banner and sign on up. Get us one of those recipes. We look forward to collecting those and talking more about our 85th anniversary come November and this cookbook we're putting together. We will take a quick time out. We'll come back. And when we get back, we're going to talk about the states that produce the best country music. We'll keep the entertainment story
all
going.
Right.
When we come back on The Morning Show. Welcome back, everyone. Morning Show at WFHR. We hope you're having a great Friday out there. Thanks so much for joining Terry and I. I'm going to keep the entertainment topic going a little bit. I had to play some Taylor because we were talking about her. And I feel like that's a rule that you have to play at least a little of her
Foreigner.
Music. Yeah.
You better start getting them going.
Hot-blooded. We'll keep moving. You don't want me singing. Last week, Luke Combs made headlines by saying the best country music comes from the state of Kentucky. He said he wanted to say North Carolina, where he's from, but the bluegrass state just has too much star power. And this kind of brought up the debate, and not an angry debate. It's been kind of a fun back and forth with a lot of country artists and country fans. I haven't seen anything negative about this. It's just been kind of fun. I love these kind of questions and things to propose because there's no wrong answer, really, when it comes down to it. It's all opinion-based, and there's no, you know, science or anything like that involved. So let's get into this. What state produces the best country music? To be fair, Chris Stapleton is from Kentucky. It's hard to argue that name alone.
Right.
Like, if that's the only name we mentioned out of Kentucky, but there's some other good ones here. Here is a list of the states that produce the best country music according to Whiskey Riff. And you can go to whiskeyriff.com to see the complete list if you'd like. Of course, Texas. We have to mention Texas. Not only the king, George Strait, from there, but you got Willie Nelson, Cody Johnson, Miranda Lambert. I mean, come on.
So when you first introduced this topic, I thought you meant like where the music is actually like produced.
Made. Sure.
Not where the artists are.
Right.
You know what I mean?
Right. Where they were born. Yeah. Where the artists were born or something. Yeah. It isn't as clear as I'd like it to be. But now there's a fun category, but I feel like Nashville. Like, you know, that's the end
of
the list.
Well, that's where, yeah. when you even brought it up, I'm like, why are you even bringing this
up? Yeah.
But,
we all know who the number one is. Yeah. In that regard. But I think Texas is a strong contender for this one. But then you got Oklahoma. You got Reba McEntire, Carrie Underwood, Garth Brooks, Blake Shelton, the late, great Toby Keith. Like, Oklahoma representing.
They might pull ahead of some of the others that you've listed.
Kentucky, the mentioned before, Chris Stapleton, Tyler Childress, Keith Whitley, Sturgill Simpson. Honorable mention, I think. A good one, but I don't know that they're cracking the top 10 here, or top 5 or anything. Well, they literally cracked the top 5. But they're at the bottom of the top 5. Jeez. Alabama. Of course, Alabama is going to represent here. Jason Isbell, Riley Green, Ella Langley, and of course, Alabama. One of the greatest harmonies bands you'll ever hear. That's a good list right there. Those are some good ones. Yeah, Alabama's a little higher than I would have
Texas
thought.
Texas and Oklahoma might be like taking it.
West Virginia's got some definitely worth mentioning. Charles Wesley Godwin, Sierra Farrell, Brad Paisley is from West Virginia. Tennessee should be in there too. Tennessee's got some good ones. And there is other states that I think maybe have one or two that probably wouldn't get in the running of this, but you might be surprised. California has got quite a few country stars from it over, but a lot of them more older country stars, from there, you've got, but I don't know that there could be an absolute winner in this.
I mean, where are we on the list?
How is Texas not the number one? You know, I think that that's a pretty fair one right there. But I think that's a good question. You know, anybody from country stars from Wisconsin? Let's see if they're what we got here. Pee Wee King, classic country singer Dave Dudley, and Chris Cruzy, Brady Lee. Got a handful.
Oh yeah.
Wisconsin representing. Wisconsin getting in there. That's a good one. I think there's some other great ones too out there too that I'm either not thinking of, or they're just artists that they don't really note it very often. Let's see here, the complete list. I wanted to take a look at this one too, cause to see if they have any other states mentioned. And it's kind of funny how this gets going. It really took a whole other, like, just Chris, just Luke Combs just said this casually, just mentioned it out of, almost out of the corner of his mouth, and it turned into this whole thing.
Well, shows you somebody's listening.
Shout out to North Carolina. Eric Church, Luke Combs, Randy Travis, Scott McCreery, Chase Rice. You've also got Town Mountain and the Avett Brothers. So North Carolina getting in there on that one. That's a great. They got some more than some others. Tennessee, Dolly Parton, Kenny Chesney, Ernest, Chris Young, Jelly Roll, Larry Fleet, Gabby Lee, Kelsey Bellinari, Tommy Pine. Georgia, shoot. Oh, I got to mention Georgia. I almost forgot to mention Georgia. Shout out to our friends and our listeners in Georgia. Alan Jackson, Luke Bryant, Trisha Yearwood, Megan Maroney, Kip Moore, Zach Brown Band, Blackberry Smoke, Sam Hunt, Thomas Rhett. Oh, Tennessee's really got to be represented on this one.
That was Georgia.
Oh, I meant Georgia. Right? Georgia. Yeah, that was Georgia. Georgia. Got it. Well, that's a big one there. I think Arkansas. That was one of the sneaky ones. Justin Moore, Tracy Lawrence, Ashton McBride, Joe Nichols, Waylon Wyatt. So that's a pretty good representation out of Arkansas that I wouldn't have expected. And there's some fun ones out there. Mississippi, Louisiana, California all got honorable mentions.
It's kind of fun to check it out.
I find it fun. I like learning where people are from. I don't think it really has a whole lot of rhyme or reason to it. I just think it's kind of a fun thing to get into. And we'd love to hear from you. What state do you think produces the best country music? Let us know. 715-424-2600. Or, of course, you can call or text us through the Civic Media app, that app that you have handy, so that you can text us the keyword catch and get in on the winning and maybe win that 4-pack of Brewers tickets to see the St. Louis Cardinals September 13th. Get the tickets for that Saturday game, possibly by texting us the keyword catch. We wish you well. We will take a quick time out, get to our news, sports, and entertainment break, take care of our partners. And when Terry and I get back, we have to get into a harsh topic, Terry. It is a difficult one. I'm sorry, but it's been a while since you've been here, and I got to do this. What's the most and least organized room in your home? And we need to be honest with each other. It's a safe place. We've got to be honest. We'll get into that when we come back on The Morning Show here at WFHR. Welcome back, everybody. Morning Show at 97.5 FM, 1320 AM, WFHR. Terry and James hanging out with you. Thanks for hanging out with us. We hope you're having a great Friday out there. We want to hear from you. This topic needs to be shared with all of us. This is a safe place. We all need to be honest with each other. And we're talking organization and not so organized. Is keeping your home organized, quote organized, the same as keeping it clean? Or is it more like a place for everything and everything in its place? That kind of thing.
I don't think it's the same.
No, I don't. A new poll looked at the most organized rooms in the average room, in the average home, and that's what we're going to get into. But let's focus on that part first about the organized or clean part, because I do think there is a big difference with those.
But yeah, and I think you can be clean and still maybe have clutter or not be super organized. Mm-hmm. You know what I mean? Like, yeah. I think. Although I will say that my most organized rooms probably are my cleanest rooms, mm-hmm. but I don't really consider any of, I mean, I don't know.
It's
I don't think it's the same.
No, I do think it's not a huge difference, but I do think there is a bit of a difference, especially when you look at like a, boy, ask any kid to clean their room. And it may look organized, but I don't know if it's clean.
But to that point, though, to me, I don't, in my mind, like dirty and messy are not the same thing.
Agreed.
Like a room can very be clean and it can be messy. You know what I mean? Like there can be stuff all over, but it's still clean.
If there is, if there is one kid in the home, I clean, yes. Messy, understandable.
Yeah.
Understandable. You know, I'd be almost more shocked if it isn't a little messy.
So it's kind of like, if you think about it, clean and organized, dirty and messy. I don't think that they're interchangeable.
Yeah, I agree.
I think they're different.
Wouldn't have thought of it, but I agree. A new poll looked at the most organized rooms in your average home, and we're going to look at the most unorganized as well. Well, the number one on the list for the tidiest spot in your place, here are the top five. They say the living room. 45% of Americans claim that their living room is, quote, very organized, and only 4% say it is a total disaster. That 4% are single men. I know what I'm talking about. I could say that. When it comes to that people that are organized in that, again, that's a here or there. You know, it kind of is one of those things that what is organized to you. But I do think that that makes sense.
So, I think mine definitely is, but I also don't have that much stuff in there. You know what I mean? Like, I feel like it's just like the couches, the TV, mm-hmm. and then like decorations. It's not like I'm trying to store anything in the living room. You know, like in a kitchen or a bathroom.
Yes.
So, yeah, fair.
It's also the room that when we do have company over or somebody comes to the door, we know that's what they're going to see. So even if nothing else is really organized in the house, that living room is usually organized. Which is interesting, too, because it's so frequently used. So that's interesting. The main bathroom is next on most organized. 44% believe that that is. Yeah.
So when you first said, you know, this topic, that's the first thing I thought of. I'm like, okay, mine is definitely my bathrooms are the cleanest and clean and organized.
100%. Yeah. I would say that the bathroom may even be more organized than the living room, although it's very close. It's a close race. The kitchen comes up next at 42%. Makes sense.
And yeah, kitchen, I think. There's aspects of my kitchen that are very organized, but then there's also, like, where's the junk drawer in the kitchen?
Right. Yes, 100%. 100%. You
know, you've got a pantry or a cupboard or a shelf somewhere that's just not organized. Well, I do.
My mom is very similar. She is a neat freak, and she raised three borderline neat freaks between my brother, sister, and I. And one of the things for her that she needs in that kitchen is a junk drawer, a drawer that is not organized. And that's the point of it, that you can just throw stuff in. When they were redoing their kitchen, it was that a lazy Susan she wanted and a junk drawer. I'm like, Mom, you can make whatever drawer you want, the junk drawer. They're like, no, it has to have a junk drawer. It's such a common thing. It's interesting. The dining room comes in next at 37% as most organized.
Probably depends if you use it or not.
Yeah. It may be organized because of lack of use, maybe. And your bedroom at 33%.
You know, don't you think, though, there's that whole thing, like, I can just... Like, we are door open people. Like, we're not, you know what I mean? Like, we don't keep doors shut, mm-hmm. per se. But, like, you can shut the door, right? If somebody comes, you can shut the bedroom doors. Or I'm just really bad about, I just set stuff on my dresser.
Mm-hmm. Mm-hmm.
But then that stuff's still there when I set the next stuff there. You know, so, like, I have this, I feel like I have this perpetual pile. And even if I go through it, the pile might get smaller, but it never actually, like, goes all the way away.
My bed hates me. My bed hates me. It is a bed.
You have stuff on your bed?
It was built to be, it was built to sleep in. That's what it was built for. And I use it more at like that. What you're talking about,
yeah,
I use my bed for that. I throw stuff on my bed all the time. And not clothes, but like just, you know, paperwork or
when
things.
When I was a kid, I did that. Like, I think I had, you know, like a full-size bed, but I only slept on half of it.
Yeah. yes.
You know, like it was just, for me, it was always clothes. Like clean laundry, you know, it would just get piled up.
It happens. Especially laundry. That's one of those ones. If you don't put away right away, you're going to get a pile.
You know, we were having this debate last night. I was with some friends, girlfriends, got together, and we were talking about if you make your bed or not.
Mm.
And I'm a bed maker. Well, I'm not. Last one out has to make the bed. I'm usually the first one up.
Nice.
But, well played.
Well played.
You know, it's, but it, to me, it's just always, made and stuff. We just don't have, I don't know, we don't stuff stuff on there.
Are you particular about the how the bed is
pillows?
Made?
And, absolutely.
And okay, yeah.
Yes. And a throw has to go at the foot of the bed because the dog likes to jump up there.
Oh,
so, see. You know what I mean? I'd rather take that off and throw it or, you know, wash it. It's easier than trying to wash my whole comforter and stuff.
Gotcha.
So,
makes sense.
Yes, absolutely.
Now, on the other end of the list, can you guess what the least organized spot in your average home is? Do you want to take a
shot
at this one?
Does the basement count or isn't that on there?
That's a good guess.
Laundry room?
Those are good. Those are good.
I don't know.
Looking at this one, and it, again, it is really close by the percentages. The garage comes in at number one. 12% say the garage or shed is a total mess.
I don't think of that as my
house. I didn't either.
You know, and it's attached, but I just don't think of it as the house.
I feel like they're kind of cheating with that one a little bit. But yeah. Yeah,
ours is not organized very well.
Even an organized garage has some chaos to it. Yeah. And the closet comes in next to 90%.
Oh, well.
Wouldn't have thought of that either, but yes, it does count. I get that. And then at number three, the basement at 8%. So yes, good one. Good points to you, Terry. That was pretty good. Wouldn't have thought of it though, but yes, the basement makes sense. And the other bedroom, so if you have an extra bedroom, 8% said that one would be. And especially if you had kids in it at one point, but they're out of the house now, they're saying that that room, you don't really know what to do with it yet, so you're just throwing things in there.
You know, it's funny. I've been saying probably this whole calendar year, you know, like, oh, I want to get this done at home or organize that or, you know, whatever. And then our youngest daughter left for college. And so I kept saying all spring, oh, I'll do it after she leaves. Oh, I'll do it after she leaves. Well, now she's gone. And now I'm like, oh.
Time has come.
I got to get going on some of this stuff.
Yep. And that's even funnier coming from you because you do not procrastinate, really. That's not your thing.
Well, yeah, I know. But I was just like, oh, now.
Your home office comes in finally on this list as most unorganized. 6% said it's a disaster, lots of clutter on the desk. That is kind of a home office. That's kind of, you know.
You know, I kind of have a room like that, that I just feel like sometimes, like stuff that I, whatever, I'm not going to get rid of yet or I'm not sure about, and I feel like it just goes in there. And ironically, when my kids were little, I feel like I kept up on it better. And now that was one of those rooms where I'm like, oh, I got to get this room done.
There's enough stuff in there where you're like, okay, I'm only going in there if I have to. And it's the kind of thing where, like, you tell people, I'm going in there. If I don't come out in 15 minutes, you got to go in there and get me.
Or give me a rope. If someone else is going in there to get something, I'd be like, you be careful for my, you know, and it's like, well, if it wasn't on the floor, you probably wouldn't have to be so careful for it.
That room turns into like the ending of Poltergeist where you're wrapping a rope around your waist before you go in there. Like, okay, I don't tug. Okay. If I'm tugging on this, you pull me in.
If it gets that bad, it is not that bad.
It's probably not that bad.
If it gets that bad, I have a problem.
It might be. Might have some problems. The poll also found that, and this is a little shocking, women do most of the organizing in the average household. Who saw that coming? I didn't know. That's not shocking at all. That's not shocking. 74% of women said that they are mostly the ones who handle it. 42% of men. So not that, I mean, a big difference, but not gigantic where it's like 5% of men or something like that. I think,
but they're self-declaring that.
Absolutely. Yeah, yeah. That's a very good point. Yes, and they even say in the article, Terry, claimed they actually do. good point by you. if you're a guy looking for a fight, be sure to mention the last stat, because I'm sure that'll go over well. Now, women were more likely to say that they actually enjoy doing it. 23% of women said that they love organization. Still, though, not 20% of men, so not that big of a difference when it comes to that. Women were also twice as likely to say that they hate it, though. 4% of women compared to 2% of men. So not big numbers right there.
I enjoy it being organized. I don't know if I enjoy the process of doing it, especially if you get behind. You know what I mean? Like if you're just doing it like regularly, but like if you get a little behind, it's like, ugh.
It's a great way to put it, I think. When things are organized, my brain is going to work better. When there's chaos going on and my room is a mess or something, I can sit there and try to focus on writing this commercial, but I'm going to be thinking about, well, my laundry's piled up over there or something like that.
That's why, don't you think about like when we went through this little, and it seems like people are coming back now, but this whole like work from home.
Yeah.
You know, like you have to wonder about productivity.
Yeah. Yeah, you do. Oh, absolutely. Yeah. Well, I think that there are, and we've learned this, you know, there are plenty of jobs that it works for and everything.
Sure. Yes.
It's the person that I don't think we've thought about enough. The job, being able to do it from home or something, cool, that's great. I'm glad we figured that out. Cool that we have the technology. But I think we overestimated or underestimated the individual and what that would do to them and if it would be good for them or not.
Yeah.
I personally would have no interest in working from home. I want those things separated. I work at home enough. I don't want to never leave the home and doing my job. That's me personally just speaking on this.
But it's like what you said. You're like, oh, that pile of laundry is looking at me.
Yeah, exactly. Yeah, yeah. And as much of a workaholic as I am and all that, my work ethic I would put up against most. I'm going to be thinking about that laundry when I'm trying to write the commercial.
And you still get it all done.
Yeah.
You know, it just might be in a little bit different way, but it's also just kind of like, oh, you know, which way do you
right.
do you go?
And your brain doesn't need that kind of added stress.
Agreed.
You know, things will get done when they get done. They'll get done. We will take a quick timeout. We look forward to hearing from you on this one, though, everybody. You share. You got to share. Terry and I shared. You got to share. It's only fair. We will come back and have some more fun here on The Morning Show at WFHR. Welcome back for one more time for the week, everybody, to The Morning Show. Terry and I here to wrap up the show for the week. Thank you so much for joining us all week long. We appreciate you. Appreciate you listeners out there joining us. Certainly appreciate all of our guests, our co-hosts, our great sponsors. We can't do it without you. We appreciate you all being here. We'll be back at this next week. We'll have some fun kick off the week. I believe Melissa, Seth, and I will get together and hang out. And we got some great, fun, exciting things happening here at the station over the next couple of weeks. We're going to be diving into, let you guys know what's going on behind the curtain here and everything. But I encourage you to stick around, hang out with us, and be waiting for some really fun, interesting things that we're going to be doing here at WFHR as we gear up and get ready for November and celebrating 85 strong years here in Wisconsin Rapids. Looking forward to it. We'll get an update from Terry in the United Way in a moment, but I did want to mention Catch. Text us the keyword Catch. You can get yourself I love the idea of somebody just immediately grabbing their phone and who am I texting Catch? Bring up the Civic Media app and text us the keyword Catch, and you'll have a chance to win a 4-pack of Brewers tickets to see the Brewers take on the Cardinals on Saturday, September 13th. Text us that word Catch. Get in on the winning. We're pulling for you, everybody. Got a great Rapid Support to wrap up the week. In part one, we're going to speak with Representative Scott Krug, Wisconsin State Assembly District 72 representative. Scott and I are going to have we haven't gotten to talk in a month or so we got a lot of catching up to do. Looking forward to that interview. That'll be available a little bit later. And then also on the Rapid Support today, we're going to be speaking with Wood County Health and Human Services Departments. We've got Jeff and Sue to join us along with Linda. We're going to get into the Safe Haven Baby Box topic and talk about that a bit. Certainly one of the bigger topics here in Rapids.
Yeah, very interesting.
So we'll be getting into both of those. Both those great interviews will be available for you at WFHR.com this afternoon. Be on the lookout for them. And then, of course, Playmakers from 4 to 5 today. Join Seth and I on 105.5 WIRI as we will be your pregame for some great high school football. We'll talk about that, talk about the NFL schedule, get into some MLB as well as the Brewers, and along with the rest of Major League Baseball, are gearing up for the playoffs. Plenty to talk about on Playmakers. Big thank you to Quality Plus Printing sponsoring that hour. We appreciate the team over there. And I mentioned high school football, DC Everest at Lincoln. Terry, I say those two teams, and I know as a proud Lincoln grad like myself, that rivalry right there, it just sparks something. I immediately,
yeah.
I just see the initials DC, and immediately it sparks something. That's going to be a really good game. Michael and I last Wednesday on Playmakers were previewing this a little bit. Both teams 0-2. Lincoln, a little understandable. New coaching staff, mm-hmm. new scheme, a lot of those things. DC is a little surprised to be 0-2.
I mean, I kind of like it.
Same here. in all honesty, I
put
think
your empathy away, man.
With all that, you're almost guaranteed a good game. Like, this is going to be a good one. We got it for you. Our pregame kicks off at 6:50. Join Mike, Randy, Seth. They're going to have a great one for you over on 105.5 WIRI. Join us all season long as we cover high school sports like nobody else in this state. Nobody's bringing you as much high school sports as we are. We have the stats to back that up, but we're proud of that. We also want to remind you that we are here at WFHR, the home of your Wisconsin Badgers. We are looking forward to bringing you more Badger football this Saturday. 1 o'clock, Badgers taking on Mid Tennessee. obviously should be a win, should be a W. But with this new team and some of the approach, they've dialed back the air raid offense, and they're getting back to a little more of the ground and pound, that traditional Wisconsin offense. They've leaned more into that. They brought in some different linemen. It's going to take I hope that college football fans can keep in mind, these first 2 weeks of the season are preseason games. That's what this is, essentially. There's anybody that tells you that they know who's going to be good and who's going to be bad right now. They got something else to sell you, too, I'm sure. Nobody knows. Nobody has any idea. We'll figure it out, though. We'll be watching. We'll be figuring it out, that's for sure. And we'll be talking about it on Playmakers next week. Be sure to join us for that. Looking forward to it. We have a couple of important events we wanted to note. One of them is happening right now until 3 o'clock. Our good friends over at the Southwood County YMCA at 601 West Grand Avenue have the blood drive happening today from 10 to 3. Head on over there and donate if you can. We greatly appreciate you doing so, everybody. All you heroes out there that can donate, we appreciate it. Again, from 10 to 3, Southwood County YMCA is taking blood donations. Our good friends at the Historic Point Boss have their harvest fair happening tomorrow from 10 to 4. Get on over there, check out some of the demonstrations of the apple juice pressing, the sauerkraut making, some of those.
Oh, I love sauerkraut.
They have the homemade sauerkraut is what I hear is what people really love. Like, they like sauerkraut, but when it's homemade. They also have a foraging class for beginners you can sign up for. Encourage you to do that. It seems like it'd be a lot of fun, too. I'd like to do that one. Enjoy all of these events. And if you have been to this event at any point in the last 10 years, you're going to notice, hey, those prices haven't changed. Wait a minute. The prices change on everything. How have they not changed there? Well, it's very purposeful by the people at the Historic Point Boss. They always want this to be a family-friendly event and affordable to families. They have our back. Let's have theirs. Let's show up at these events and help them keep history alive over at 364 Wakely Road in beautiful Nakusa. You can find out more at historicpointboss.com. And hope it's a great event, everybody. Had Sheriff Becker in this week. We were talking, and one of the things that I was asking him about is, you know, when it comes to these bike shares that he does he do any training? Does he do anything that he gets into for about it? He just loves these things. And we got another one coming up. The River Riders Bike Share Fall Community Bike Ride with Wood County Sheriff Becker going to be going on at Lake Wazeecha, White Sands Beach, Wednesday, September 10th. 10th. The ride starts at 6. Meet at the River Riders Bike Share Station in the parking lot at White Sands Beach. Riders receive a free bike shirt as long as their supplies last. This become kind of a tradition, you know.
Sounds
doing
fun.
This. It'll be a good time. Be sure to bring the kids. Come on by and see if you can outpace Mr. Becker there. Good luck. Good luck. He's in good shape.
Do you think that's part of it?
I have no idea.
I mean, I'm guessing they have like a pace bike, right? Like out
right,
front?
Right. I would like that. I think that'd be fun. They have a great time with this event. Be sure to be a part of that if you can, everybody. And again, bring the kids. It's going to be a good one. And I wanted to remind everyone as well that the Southwood County Humane Society have their 5K9 walk run happening coming up on the 20th, September 20th, over at Red Sands Pavilion. Be sure to sign on up for that. Get on over to their website and sign up, register, get yourself one of those shirts if you can, and be a part of this one. Well-behaved dogs current on rabies vaccinations are welcome to this event, so that's nice that that'll be a part of it. And no matter what, you are a part of the great work that they're doing over there at the Humane Society. When you show up at these events, spread the word about them. Gonna have raffles, merchandise, bake sale, brat fry, all kinds of cool things going on with our Humane Society. Be sure to find out more and register at swchs.com, or follow them. Make sure to follow them on Facebook, and you can reach out that way as well. And one more quick reminder that we are going to be a part of the 25th annual Downtown Grand Affair going on this Sunday from 10 to 3 right here in the heart of Rapids. Join us for this creative fun and time with our vendors and our ag industry. It's going to be family friendly, free. It's free for everybody. Come on down. Check this out. Check out the Creepers Car Cruise. That's going to be fun. Maybe get some items for the holidays coming up and get that checked off your to-do list. All of that. And, of course, we're going to be broadcasting live and direct from down there. We'll have Melissa down there for a while, then Seth from 11 to 1. Join us on 105.5 WIRI. We'll be broadcasting about this one. One more quick reminder to the community. West Grand Avenue, West Jackson Street, First Avenue South from West Grand Avenue Bridge to 4th will be closed to traffic for vendors and pedestrians. Traffic during the event, keep that in mind, everybody. You know, navigate accordingly. And Terry, I wanted to wrap up just reminding everybody again about the billion things that you guys have going on over there. I give you 2 minutes to do
this. That creates an issue, doesn't it? Right? A billion things?
Yeah, but there is a lot going on.
Yeah, absolutely. So, I think the most notable at this point is that if you are elderly or disabled and need help getting your yard raked of this year, you can sign up for our annual Day of Caring. That will happen on October 25th. We are currently taking registrations for yards. You have to do that over the phone by calling 715-421-0390. And then, of course, we're taking registrations for rakers, right? For people to come on out and help us get those yards cleaned up. So those are noteworthy. And then, the other big thing is just, this is campaign season for us. So, we say it's go time. We've got a lot of companies that are out there fundraising for us within their workforce. We have, put out some general information through social media. We've sent out some things by mail. But we invite the entire community to join us in this effort and make a donation to the United Way campaign. There's some really important things about that. One, especially, is that all the dollars stay local. So if you make a donation to us, those dollars stay here in our community and, are doing really, really hyper local things.
Absolutely.
Right. So we're helping to fund 29 local programs. And this is an investment. And the other part of giving is that no gift is too large. No gift is too small. Mm-hmm. So even if, you say, I can't do much. I could only do this. I could do $5, $10, $20. Whatever that is gets partnered with everyone else's donation. And that's how we make the impact.
It all adds up. Go to uwswac.org to find out more. And have a great weekend, everybody.
This is locally grown radio. WFHR 1320 AM. W248 DE Wisconsin Rapids. And always streaming on the Civic Media app.